It is definitely Monday on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. In your health today, two stories on the aging brain. There's been a lot of scientific research focusing on memory loss in the elderly due to dementia or Alzheimer's disease. But in a provocative new study, researchers have flipped this around. They're looking at a group of seniors who've retained strong memories, similar to people two or three decades younger. Now, as Michelle Trudeau reports, the scientists are trying to understand why.
The Schachners just celebrated their 43rd wedding anniversary last week.
I'm Luann Schachner. I'm 84.
And Jay Schachner?
I'm 81.
I'm the older woman here.
The Schachners are just two volunteers in an ongoing study at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, directed by Emily Rogalski.
I'm a neuroscientist by training.
Rogalski studies memory in the elderly. There's great variability, she says, in memory as we age, and she wanted to know why some elderly have strong memories, while others, most others, do not. So she set out to find elderly individuals with exceptional memories for their age. To test their memories, she raised the bar pretty high.
We said we want individuals who are over age 80 to perform on memory tests like 50 to 60-year-olds or better.
Of the volunteers over age 80, only about 10% had exceptional memories.
So it kind of tells you that this is a little bit rare.
The group, average age 83, Rogalski calls superagers, like Luann and Jay Schachner. Their memories are as strong as people 20 or 30 years younger than they. Jay was a patent attorney, retired but got bored, so took up tax law. And at 81, he goes to work every day.
It gives me a chance to meet people, and it's challenging. You talk about mental stimulation. Keeping up with all the changes in the tax laws is a challenge in itself. But it's fun. If it weren't fun, I wouldn't do it.
Researcher Rogalski wanted to find out if there is something unique about the brains of Jay and Luann and the other superagers.
And so we asked a very simple question.
Do the brains of superagers look like the brains of younger individuals? First, Rogalski used MRI to explore the cortex, that part of our brain central for thinking and memory. Its thickness varies from person to person.
And if we measure the thickness of the cortex, it gives us a proxy measure of the health of the brain.
In Alzheimer's, for example, the cortex gets thinner.
We also know through the course of normal aging, the cortex shrinks.
But the cortex of these superagers had not thinned, but rather showed something very different.
And what we found was quite remarkable in that we found that the brains of individuals who are superagers look more like those of 50 to 60-year-olds.
A thicker cortex in these 80-year-olds is associated with a youthful memory. Well, at first, Rogalski didn't believe it.
And then we found something even more surprising, which was even harder to believe, was that in an area called the anterior cingulate of the brain,
an area important for attention and thus for memory,
it was actually thicker in superagers than it was in 50-year-olds.
A youthful cortex and a thicker cingulate may be related to why these superagers are spared memory decline. Genes, too, may play a role, Rogalski says, noting that the superagers also have an important gene profile. They have fewer risk genes for Alzheimer's than typical 80-year-olds.
I think that's very titillating.
Neurologist Claudia Kawas directs a study on 90-plus-year-olds at the University of California, Irvine. She cautions this new research on superagers is small, with only 12 individuals, but
it suggests that they have found a biological correlate of the incredibly good cognition that these individuals have.
Kawas wonders, though, if these superagers may have always had bigger brains, had an excess of reserve that others don't have, or that their memories may be declining much more slowly. Emily Rogalski is seeking explanations, too, and so has recently recruited 30 more 80-year-olds with exceptional memories. She's in the process of analyzing their brain scans. So stay tuned, she says. Then adds, for now, the take-home message is that loss of memory as we age is not inevitable. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Trudeau.